Hello, everyone. This is Alicia Dugar-Stevenson and...
Honey, Houston's Honey.
Houston's Honey on Afro Vibes Radio. You are now listening to Nitty Gritty Yoga. What up, what up, what up? I am so glad to be back, and I wanted to officially introduce you guys to my co-host, Houston's Honey. She is an amazing person, very talented, and she also, interestingly, is a former stripper. I don't know, do you say retired stripper?
I would say retired because there's no way I can get back doing that. I was a great pole dancer. I would be upside down, sideways. I don't think I can do that anymore.
All the things.
Oh, yes.
Making all the money.
That I couldn't do.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Nitty Gritty Yoga and how people can draw some similarities between stripping and yoga. Now, just off the top of my head, when I think about, being a former stripper, what are people's response to you about that?
It all depends on the person, really, because it's either, you're a stripper, or used to be, or, oh my God, you're a stripper. Like, it's never really in between.
Mm-hmm. It's either they love it or they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's exactly true for yoga, teaching yoga. I know people will be like, you teach yoga, really excited, or they'll be like, yoga's not for me. I just can't do yoga.
Someone was talking mad crap about my stones around my belly, saying that they don't believe in gyms and stuff. And it's just to each its own. Yeah. You didn't have to, if you don't believe, you don't have to say, no one asked you.
No one asked you if you like strippers.
Yeah, that too. No one asked you if you like strippers.
It takes a lot of courage to stand up in front of people and teach yoga. And I can't even imagine, I could imagine, just because I have a great imagination, but what's it like to stand up in front of people and strip?
Oh, it's so nerve-wracking at first. You're the only one on stage, you're taking off your top in front of a whole bunch of strangers, you have to dance and try to be sexy, and when you're, 18,
dancing by yourself,
19, starting out, and I never even went to clubs. I didn't dance. Maybe at high school prom and all that. But no, not sexually.
So you went straight from the high school dance to the stripping pole.
I worked for a little bit. But yeah, I couldn't live off of $8.50 an hour. So I had to.
Minimum wage is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
What do strippers make? If you were to give a range from a passionate stripper that
I was just about to say.
Not like
really
the broke ones.
Depends on the stripper. Because I would have great nights coming out with a smile, and then the next girl is crying, saying that it sucks. And it's no, you're just not a good stripper. It's not made for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're either a hustler or you're not. And I would say.
So, numbers. What do you
know.
Think?
That's what you want. I made a lot.
If you, in 1 year, let's say your best year, with six figures, seven figures.
We'll not go there on the radio. But,
okay. So, someone you know. can a stripper make above six figures?
My friend was driving a Bentley, a brand new Bentley.
Okay. Well, that definitely answers that question.
The first 2 months I danced, I saved up $7,000 to put down on my first car, because I didn't have any cosigner. It was just me. I've been on my own for a long time. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers that.
It brings in a lot of money, but it's
fast money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like people a lot of times think that yoga teachers are supposed to be broke.
And
I've known yoga teachers that have made multiple six figures. I know a couple millionaire yoga teachers. I will be on that list soon. So keep an eye out for your girl. And, it really depends on the teacher. Just like you said, it depends on the stripper.
The hustler is not in everybody.
Right.
It's not.
Right. And there's some people in this mindset of like, I need to go and teach only at a studio, or I need to only do this type of thing. And, you know, there's a potential impact when you get creative and use your juices, your creative juices to to flow all over these motherfuckers.
This honey drip.
Exactly. So today we're going to dive a little bit more into what that looks like and talk about how getting naked is it's a very complex thing. And you can open up yourself in different ways when you take off the things that don't serve you, like clothes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's look at what we're going to talk about next. So the concept of open up, what does open mean to you?
I feel like letting down walls, because my walls are always up if I don't know you. And
like that, I don't trust you.
At first, it was like that when I was younger, a lot of trust issues. But now that I've gotten older, I can actually open up to a stranger and talk to them like they're my friend. It's all a confidence thing, knowing who I am and being happy with myself.
So what do you think helped you to get to that space?
I'm not gonna lie, I think it was stripping for me, being,
because you gotta talk to a lot of people.
Yeah. And then getting on that stage in front of everybody, I mean, it really does take a lot of courage. And then to let your walls down, let everybody see you in bare skin. I got stretch marks. I got dimples in my butt. But at the end of the day, I'm a woman, and I love every inch of me now. I used to think I was ugly. I don't know. I feel like more people should strip just to get the experience. But I think naked yoga is kind of the
same. I strip for my husband.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That anybody, like, yeah, just let your walls down.
I feel like the same goes for yoga. Like you were about to say, like it learned me how to love myself. Like I can love myself in this challenging pose. I can breathe through this difficult situation. I can take a break and be okay. Like it was just so many different processes that I got to work through on my yoga mat. And I mean, now I practice naked yoga, but before that, I mean, it was all clothed, and I had to be in like the cutest yoga clothes for me to feel like I was cute. And now it's to the point where I could be completely naked and I'm like, hey, what up? And I mean, I guess the takeaway from just what you were saying is that you have to decide for yourself and work through whatever is holding you back in some type of way. So what open means to me, honestly, when I think of open, I think of like open door, open legs, like something open. And I mean, you can walk through an open door. Can't really walk through open legs, but
you can get in that, though.
You can. Shout out to the husband. Hey, baby. Okay. So if we look at some of the definitions of the word open, this word has been around a long motherfucking time. Mm-hmm. Like, what definitions stand out to you about the word open?
You pulling it up?
I'm going to pull it up. So we might have to come back to it. So let's move on. We'll come back to that. Okay.
But I feel like yoga's a good option for people that say, stripping, and have, you know, higher standards. They think they have higher standards, you know.
They're more judgmental.
Yes, that's what it is. But
people can judge anything. Like I said, people can say, oh, I can't do yoga, I'm not flexible, I can't do this, I can't do that. If they already come into it with this prejudice of this prejudgment, mm-hmm. then, I mean, they're gonna not be able to do whatever they want to do. All right, so we got the definitions of open. So when it's an adjective, it allows access, passage, or a view through an empty space, not closed or blocked up. Okay. Mm-hmm. The number two of the adjective, exposed to the air or to view, not covered. I think we talked about that one. Verb, to move or adjust so as to leave space, allowing access and to view it. unfold or be unfolded to spread out. And then as a noun, it's a championship or competition with no restrictions. An accidental break in the conduct path for an electrical current. Which is interesting. It's like an open current, an open, like a U.S. Open. A yoga open, a stripper open. Ooh, do they have stripper competitions?
Oh, they have pole. It's not called stripper competitions, but it's pole dancing competitions. And they are so badass. If y'all haven't seen them.
Like the All-Star Weekend for strippers.
It's wild. Y'all have to just YouTube it.
That sounds
good.
You're
going to be amazed.
That sounds pretty interesting. I know that they have yoga competitions, and it's pretty controversial because yoga is seen as a way to develop a relationship with yourself. So how can you really compare that to someone else's relationship with themselves? And, you know, what they have at this point is a physical, a technical, like getting into those different poses in a way that is anatomical and physiological. So that's what I've seen as far as the yoga competition goes. But I've never seen a stripper competition, and I'm definitely going to look that shit up.
It would be the people that you don't even know that could climb a pole. They don't look like they have that much muscle. But when they get on that pole, you'd be so amazed. It's for everybody. Once you get the hang of it and you can hold your body weight up, it's so freeing. It really is. It's powerful. Being able to hold yourself up sideways, upside down. Like,
right. And yogis do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's amazing. I've seen yogis in handstands, headstands, the little sideways thing, like the flagpoles type thing, like yep. They do on the poles. Like, it's just all good. Okay, so I looked up Women's Health Mag. And it talks about how women really feel about getting naked. And this is so interesting to me because even as posting on my Instagram about this show, like, hey, I'm doing something with nude yoga, I've gotten both responses. People being like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. Or being like, what the fuck? What does that have to do with yoga? How can you do that? You know, all of those.
You're going
to
have haters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know how I was saying everybody isn't born with the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody can be taught to hustle. If you have that hunger in you, talk to somebody. Get a mentor. Like, you can do this.
Honey, Houston's honey, I told her that she should be a stripper coach, a stripper trainer. So if you want to be a stripper, come holla at Houston's honey on Instagram.
Tips, she it's gonna cost you.
Right. If you
want to make free, baby.
If you want to make some money. Scare money. Don't make no money.
No.
You got to put some money up to get your money up. I like that. That should be a shirt.
There are some lions around here, though. We want to eat.
Yes. Okay, so here's the statistics from Women's Health Magazine. So this is how women really feel about getting naked. They polled like 3,000 women, and they said that 23% of them are really unhappy with the way their body looks. Mm.
That's a shame.
62% may not love their body, but they accept it. And then 15% love the way their body looks. I feel like out of those 15%, there's probably a lot of strippers and a lot of yoga people.
I really believe that.
And then they have people rank all over the globe. Do you think you're beautiful? So here's the percentages of people who said yes. Guess what place in, I guess this is not really a one country, but if we were to think about where or what percentage the U.S. would think they're beautiful between 0 and 100%, what would you say?
If that was so low, I say like 10. I don't know.
Actually, it's 68% of women in the U.S. think they're beautiful. The highest is Latin.
Clothes?
It doesn't say without clothes. Just do you think you're beautiful?
Okay, good. Well, that is nice to know that they think they're faces.
All these beautiful women out here.
Get your body right. Like, we got you.
Yes.
Come to yoga.
Okay, so in Latin America, it's 84%. But I guess that's, you know, people always talking about how beautiful Latin women are. You know, I got a little Spanish
in
me.
They embrace their self.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And A lot of women in America don't. They don't think they are their worst enemy.
Yes, a lot of them said that they would love themselves or be more confident naked if they were more toned or lost weight.
Mm-mm. There would be, I'm naked, right, in the strip club. Next to me, bigger girl, naked, probably had a couple babies. She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
Guy picks her over me.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like maturity. Like,
mm-hmm.
Everybody, we're going to go to break on that. Ain't going to like you.
That's true. That's true. So with that, we're going to go to break. And you can think about how you would be, how you would feel, and how you think about the word open, how open you are to nakedness. All right. That's us, Alicia and Houston Tunney on Nudie Goodie Yoga Afro Vibes Radio. We'll be-
your favorite radio station. This is Afro Vibes Radio Houston.
Back with Nudie Goodie Yoga on Afro Vibes Radio. My name is Alicia Dugard Stevenson. We got
Houston's Honey.
Hey, Houston's Honey. And we have a special guest joining us, Ayan, also known as Sankofa Bird, also known as Badass Motherfucking Yoga Teacher. Yeah, in the building.
I like that. I love that.
Black Yogis Matter, y'all. We out here representing.
Yes. Hey.
Yes. So today we're talking about open. How do we get more open, and what does that look like in our lives? So for me, how can I get more open? I feel like I am learning how to ask for help. So I've just recently been in this mode of really putting other people in place to do things that in the past I was like, oh, I'll just do myself. Like I've hired two assistants. And I have, like, multiple people. I just keep, every time I think about, okay, am I going to do this? And if I feel that little, like, I'm like, let me find someone who's really good at this that I can empower, put in that place, and then I can share some money with them.
Yes.
And so I'm open to sharing money, making money, and all of that motherfucking shit.
Eat.
Yes. Hey!
Hello.
All right, Houston Tunney, what are you open to?
There's not much that I'm not open to nowadays. I'm a very free person. I used to.
What's something that you could open up to?
Completely different. What could I?
Yeah, like, you know, we always have a chance to grow. What could you open up to?
Well, I can't do too much physical stuff anymore, like jumping out of planes. But there isn't really much I wouldn't do except mess with spiders. That's something I would be very closed to.
Like fear factor type shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the spiders. Yeah.
So the only thing you're afraid of is spiders. The only thing you're not open to.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a better question.
All right. Well then, Ayan, what are you open to?
I'm open to, I think I'm going to go off this intention that was said in a class I was in yesterday. I am an emotional alchemist. So just opening up myself to really acknowledge and recognize my emotions as they come, because a lot of times I suppress things. So just being aware of what's going on emotionally with my life. But like she said, I don't know, I feel like I'm very open. I share a lot. So there's that vulnerable aspect that I'm totally okay with. And open myself up to doing more stuff with my hands. I'm really into like art with hands, so I'm ready for that.
Like what?
Like sculpting. I want to do like ceramic.
So like, you gonna make a bust?
What is that, a bust?
Like a you know, like they have the people's heads and shit. No, like the people's heads in the like in stone.
I don't know that's what it was called, but yeah, I want to do anything. I just want to do some sculpture. I really want to do woodwork, so that's where it's really at.
Oh, wow. Okay, we just had a surprise guest join us. We have Madam Jolie in the building. Is your mic working, girl?
Is it working?
Keep on talking. Okay. Tell her. Hey. Hey, girl. What are you open to?
As far as, like, whatever?
Anything.
Anything. I mean, I'm open to anything. I don't think that I would jump out of a plane.
So you're not open to anything.
Almost anything, but I would bungee jump, maybe. I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, not, yes.
Probably a Six Flags, though. Not off the bridge yet.
And, she's so you got some opening to do.
I will never jump off the plane though.
You okay. don't like adrenaline,
right? If you had to,
but, I mean,
you
I,
would get you had,
if I had to
get
I
would, your ass off yeah. that plane.
Yeah, I would.
It's an amazing experience. I just want to say yes.
Yeah, I have too.
I've done a lot of things in my life, and I never thought I would be open to butt sex. However, I did Got always say when I was younger, I was like, you know, when I'm married, I'll do this and that. But when he first brought it up as an idea, I was like, you want to what? Do what?
Hold on.
But, you know, hey, I actually, the next day I woke up and I was like, we're good.
I was about to say,
I did not feel any different. So I was just like, okay.
Different?
No different. And he is not small. So, but I also had a lot of alcohol prior. So I was very relaxed. I was very open.
I was very open. Completely lost because I thought we were talking about jumping
Me
out of plane.
It was anything.
We're talking about being open, and you know, I also like I used to have judgment. You know, just like we were saying about stripping, about you know, some people feel about yoga. It was like, oh, butt sex. Like, why would anybody ever do that? You have a perfectly good vagina, and you know, now I'm like, yeah, it was cool. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, oh, I can't wait to do it again. That was my favorite thing in the world.
No.
And, you know, I'm open to, I mean, I'm also not open to spiders. I kill them motherfuckers, so.
Oh, I try to collect them and put them.
I used to.
If they come in my territory, they're dead.
Yeah.
If it's me or you, it's you. I can't smush it.
Sometimes, like,
You're
if
so
I leave
sweet.
And come back and you already gone, like, now it's war. Like, where'd you go, bro?
That's the worst feeling.
That is the worst feeling ever. Unequal. That's like racism. You're going to let the spider live, but you're going to kill the roach?
Why don't you vacuum
the roach?
Depending on the thing. Because it's crunchy and weird. And I only have, I moved to this apartment.
Because it's brown.
And then midnight. All the time I'm looking at an apartment, everything's clean. The night I move in at mid, like on time, they came out. And I'm like trying to spray them. I'm trying to kill them. They wouldn't die. They never came in my room, but they would like chase me.
Oh, you had them gangster roaches. Wow. And I'm sure that's how white people feel, you know, when they see a strong black man that won't die. I mean, not that they won't die, but you know, they're so strong is what I'm saying. Like, they're persevering all the traumatic experiences over time and just keep getting better. And then, you know, we're so awesome. And they're just
you
like.
You said it right the first time. They want us to die.
Anyways, we're not going to get into politics. We're going to get into self-love. So we're going to play a game.
Black Lives Matter.
Let's play. Yes, I agree. Let's play a game. Oh, and you know what? I just want to share this, what I saw, this little meme, because of what you said. So there's a lot of controversy about Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, you know, Blue Lives Matter, police, all that. And I saw this meme that really, really touched me. And it was this meme where somebody had fallen down on the ground. He's like holding his leg.
Oh,
my knee. And then there was somebody else there like, oh, help
Standing
him.
Up perfectly
go get-
fine.
Yeah, there was somebody there with them, though, and saying like, oh, go get help to this person who was standing. And then the person standing is like, what about my knee? So, Yes. So I just thought that was really interesting.
And they were just stick figures. They weren't even colored, but you totally got the message.
Mm-hmm. So what about my yoga? All right. So here's the game. We got good versus bad. And so I like to preface that with your own personal judgment, whatever you think. You know, we're not here to talk about what is good, what is bad. We can save that for another show. But we're going to say, what would you want to open if, like, for good? Like, what would you want? And then what would you not want for bad? Like, what would you want to open, not want to open? All right, so let's all take a deep breath so you can have a time to think about it. Take a deep breath to expand your ribs. Then exhale out all the bullshit that you thought of first. Right. Okay. Right. Thought is that somebody went on my Instagram page and like made a note like how does this have anything to do with yoga? And I was like, look, y'all, yoga is a lifestyle. And because my lifestyle doesn't look like someone else's lifestyle does not mean that I'm not a yoga teacher or yoga teacher trainer. I am a motherfucking real person. I cuss. I do all kinds of crazy shit. And I still am a yoga teacher. And I feel like people need to let go of that prejudice. So let's go and play the game. So good versus bad. We're just going to go popcorn around. And then when we have a really good one, we're going to stop and talk about it. Okay. All right. So Ayan, you start us off. What would you want to open? No. Let's go.
Sex life.
Sex life. Okay. Anything.
Spiders. I mean,
okay.
I don't like being scared of them.
Okay. So. Bank accounts. Ooh, let's talk about that. Right.
I'd be mad if I went through a portal and I was in the same place again. Like, what's the point of a portal?
Portals are pretty powerful.
And find a new one.
I'm a sci-fi nerd, and I personally feel like that's so interesting. And we all have a portal, us as women. Right.
More powerful and more powerful in groups.
Yes.
I just want to acknowledge all the women out there listening. You are powerful. And even if you live a crazy lifestyle or if you are quote unquote good girl, you are powerful and you deserve love. So, yes, let's continue. All right. So now what would you not want to open? We're going to reverse it. Don't make me open up a can of motherfucking whoop ass. Okay. For some reason, I just thought Pandora's Box.
Mm, I don't know.
That's a good movie.
I have not watched it.
Me neither.
Is it a black created movie?
Look at us. We need to watch.
All right. Black all movies. My. All right. It's a sex movie. That's oh, weird. Now I'm watching it.
I know. You got my attention.
All our black people out there, let's all watch Pandora's Box. Support black movies, and let's talk about it. I'm with that. Okay. What would you not want to open?
I'm so free. It's not even funny. I wouldn't want to open.
Pass. What do you not want to open?
First thing I thought of is like a underground cave, like in water.
You wouldn't go?
I wouldn't, depending on what it looks like and how deep it is. Like,
how are you going to know how deep it is if you don't explore?
I would know because the elevation or whatever, I wouldn't remember. Have you not seen all the movies where they're underground and they end up having to escape and then all these creatures come out?
Oh, yeah,
out
no.
I don't have time for that. That's okay.
You be watching the movies, I see.
Sometimes.
Netflix is in jail. Okay. So I also was thinking like businesses. I want to open businesses.
I do.
I want to open a lot of businesses and... I have a lot of mentors who have a lot of businesses and, like, put people in place. Like, you want to be CEO? There you go. You want to run some shit? There you go.
I totally see you doing
that. That's coming. I'm working on that shit. I am. I like to empower.
It's already in the process.
It is. Yeah. I definitely, like, I'm looking for somebody to run the yoga school as we speak. I'm like, I love this. I like to be a part of this process. And I want to put people in place that can help grow it. Like, I realize that I am an awesome person, but I can't do everything by myself. That's why I'm open to asking for help. Hey. Okay. You got to get into asking for help. What is challenging about that?
I don't know. I'm just so used to doing everything by myself. Like, I'm an only child. I have a sister, but the I grew up in the
my daddy cute.
And they're like significantly older than me, so and like I've always just had like this like independent thing, like creatively just being in like my own zone. And sometimes like if you do delegate stuff to other people, they don't have that same level of care as you do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You like if you want something done right,
you gotta do it yourself, or like the vision, they don't have that same vision. So it just kinda put me in a position where I just things myself.
Unless you align with other people who have similar values and you can share your vision.
I've been like focusing on, and then like with certain things I have met people that kind of share the vision and stuff like that, so I'm becoming more open to that. And then I don't like bothering people, like I don't know, I just don't like asking people for stuff. And
I feel like that comes from a long line of, you know, racial history. You know, we always had to prove we were strong, you know. And for my own personal journey, it's like being good enough was my thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, is my, you know, am I good enough to do all these people in this room like me? Like everybody has to like me or I'm not good enough. My yoga pose has to be the best in the room or I'm not good enough. Like I would literally be on my mat and like watching people out of my peripheral vision like, oh, bet she ain't gonna take this bird of paradise. Oh, bet she ain't gonna straighten her leg. Bet she can't fold forward. And like I had
when
to be better.
When you started concentrating on yourself, you started blossoming. You
exactly.
Stopped paying attention to everybody else and what they were doing.
And also, I was ignoring my body's like, okay, let's take a break. Or that spot don't really feel good, but I had to stand up every time. I had to, you know, roll my shoulders back and put my foot in the air. And then after class, I'm like, okay, I don't feel right. Exactly. And so I had to do some work.
Is different.
Yeah, although I did a lot of work through my yoga training. It prompted a lot of self-reflection. It prompted a lot of, like, journaling and stuff. And I know you guys have you done teacher training yet? You haven't done yoga teacher training. You're just an overall healer.
Yeah.
I mean, she rescues spiders.
Right. So. She be sucking them up in the
says a lot about
vacuum.
Her. She's a wonderful person.
So I think we can say that maybe you'll be open to vacuuming the roaches and see how that goes.
You heard her. They're gangsta cockroaches.
But because I don't like stepping on them, like I got to spray them. And I can actually spray them, then suck them up most of the time. If it's like
the spiders?
No, the roaches.
Oh, okay.
You still killing them.
They got to die first. The roaches got to die.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That was
roaches and mosquitoes got to go.
But see, spiders eat their food alive. They're more savage than roaches. Roaches are coming down for what you leave behind.
But spiders are more spiritual.
That's what I'm about to say.
How?
Spiders to me are good omens and good signs.
What?
Yeah, especially like if you see spiders.
If I see the spider, I'm like, done.
I've never. That could be a sign, like spiders. Like depends on like what you're trying to manifest. Maybe
it could be
like,
they hungry.
Catching.
I need to open my mind.
Like, you know, they can bite us.
They can bite us.
But like, they also represent abundance too.
Kids can bite too.
I've never heard that.
Spiders,
but I do.
Can be good.
You know, they do have a lot of those the gods and people. You know, the people who believe in all that stuff and like the eight limbs and stuff. And I always thought that was weird. Like.
Why? I think they're aliens.
But they have, there's some that can
they
kill
have
us.
Eight eyes. Or, I don't know. I think more than eight eyes.
Brown.
I don't know. I'm done. I'm done with this conversation. Oh, God. I'm like itching now. Okay. Completely lost my train of thought. But so here we go. Next thing. Oh, no. What are you doing? Okay. So we'll say, are you open to this? Yes or no? So we're going to go around and do that. So spider veins, yes or no? For like body part.
Okay, no.
No?
I have one already. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, me, I'd be freaked out a little bit, but I think it'll be okay.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily want them, but if it happens, it happens.
Exactly.
I think I have like one, but I don't know if it's really, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, stretch marks.
Yeah, I think actually I don't have.
They're sexy.
They're cute, like, especially when they're like right here.
On that
like,
day.
Like, one day, I'm going to have some.
Yes. I used to hate stretch marks, but I'm open to it now. Like, my skin had to stretch to make room for all my awesomeness. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's more open now because J. Cole, I think, sung about it.
Oh, yeah. Doja Let me Cat. See some stretch marks and all that. Yeah. I don't think that was exact words, but what were the words?
I don't know what I was like. That didn't ring a bell.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to J. Cole.
Stretch marks. I love stretch marks.
Okay. All right. Next, we have visible body hair. Are you open? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm open.
Hey! High five!
Yes.
Not on me.
Not on you. Okay. Okay. Me, I'm with it.
I mean, I'm with it because I haven't, like, shaved. But, like, my legs, I like to shave my legs, though. I like to see them, like, smooth and shiny with oil.
I shave everything.
I don't mind. Ooh. Like, people, like
a sugar wax?
Yeah. Yeah,
like a Brazilian wax?
Yes. And I haven't had a Brazilian in a while, but I actually feel very sad that I no longer have my bush right now.
You should have a little part of it. That's how I do mine.
That's typically what I do, but this time I was like, you know, I just want to even everything out so it can grow back even smoother and not as coarse again. So just
did you
like,
do it yourself?
No,
it's
God,
sugar
no.
waxing. I don't think you can do that yourself.
Oh, so you did a sugar. It wasn't Brazilian.
Yeah, no, it's about her. She's
Brazilian's just down there, period.
Ah, got it.
Yeah, Brazilian sugar.
Did you do the back?
Yeah, like my butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
You okay.
Spread your cheeks.
Yes. Yes, we talked about Australian cheese. I'm with visible body hair. I actually was a little sad when I shaved my vagina recently. My husband likes it. Yeah, he likes to shave. He always says, "Oh, I'm gonna do more things if you shave." And I'm like, "Okay, sure, okay." But I do like to keep my underarm though. But yeah, I do like to keep my underarm hair, except when I want my underarms to be licked. That's like a thing I like. So that's when I shave.
So good.
So I have recently shaved, but I'm gonna let it grow out for a little bit. Underarm licking? Oh, sex life. Oh yes.
Would y'all be open to letting somebody shave your body part?
Yeah.
No, because I don't even like to I get waxes, so, I mean.
But you let somebody else wax your private,
yeah,
intimate areas.
Specifically, no, we're not doing
that. If they know how to do it gently and right. You got, like, the right type of, like, razor, I think that's kind of cute. Like, I like that.
I like getting my vagina shaved.
I like shaving vagina.
She shaved my vagina. yeah. I'm also not a fave.
Oh, no. I bought her with like a razor bump cream. It's called Bikini Zone. Y'all should get that. It really
stings a little bit at first, and then we're all good. It has alcohol. Okay, cellulite. Are you open to it or nah?
Open. Bring it on.
I have it. If I could do some squats without my back hurting right now, I would totally do them. I like a firm booty, but it's a little.
I like a jiggly booty.
You want that hard ass? Like, what's happening?
I've never had a hard ass. It's always been fat and jiggly.
Mm-hmm.
But now I haven't been working out so much. It's lowering. I just like it.
You like the butt lift.
The
lifting.
Hard and jiggly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not
muscle.
To where it's like drooping, but like.
My shit's drooping, guys.
Firm.
Yeah.
Okay. I had one cellulite little thing in my leg, and my husband, like, freaked out and was like, do squats now. And I was like, okay.
He is not open to cellulite.
He's not open.
I'd be like, if I see one.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that can be something that, you know, if I wasn't a strong mentally strong person, I'd be like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. And I feel like that can be a thing for a lot of women out there. Like, if you are a man and you have a woman and you are picking her apart with her spider veins and her stretch marks and her body hair.
Joking about how fat she is. It's not
like
fun.
That shit's not cool, yeah. Bruh.
But easily firm their body. They have your children.
Exactly.
Your body expands in this way. A lot of times it's because of you.
The way you treat somebody, if they're not happy, they're not going to love themselves. They're not going to work out.
Right.
It's just,
right.
It's all how you treat somebody.
It's
And I told my husband, hey.
But you also have to find self-love. You can't blame it on anybody but yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So I guess we're going to have to pose this to all the women out there. If you have a man that's trying to throw little jabs here and there, talking about stretch marks, spider veins, body hair, and cellulite, you're going to have to do some work on yourself, sis, if you letting it affect you. If you now you're looking at yourself in the mirror different, thinking that you flawed because he inconsistent.
And when he starts seeing...
Shout out to Cardi B for that line.
His confidence is going to start going down.
Right, because there's some fat motherfuckers out here that's getting a lot of love, self-love, and it's the men that's loving it, and they be fucking they fat and all of that shit. And so no matter what you look like, sis, love you. Yeah. And, you know, there's somebody out there that's going to love you for loving you.
Mm-hmm, period. Confidence is key.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to go into, do you feel like you look better naked, dressed, or both?
Oh, definitely both.
Both.
Both. Yeah, I guess that was a thing for us. Yeah, that's easy. Okay, so a lot of women said that they would love, or they'd be more confident if they were more toned, lost weight, or weren't naturally self-conscious. Is that a thing? Naturally self-conscious?
No, that's not.
I don't think
that's a made up thing.
I think maybe that could have been like embedded into you.
Right.
As a child.
As a child. Some parents could be critical, like you said, if you didn't have like a strong mind. Like my mom, like she doesn't hate my hair. Let me not say that. But if I have it like when I first cut it and stuff, she'll be like, she's like, you need some earrings or like,
oh,
because I cut it like this, this yeah. Everybody
she's like, you look like a boy.
So yeah,
yes, that's how I felt when I cut my hair off.
When I cut my hair, it was like a big deal for everybody. My mom hung up in my face. Wow. My boyfriend at the time, he was like, you cut your hair. He was like, this is what he said to me. I'll never forget this. He said, I don't even like black girls. He was like, you were just the exception. When I met you, your hair was long.
Oh motherfucker.
He's black as they come. He's Nigerian. He was chocolate.
Wow.
And it's like, for you to say that to me, it just showed how much he hated himself.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
I mean? Yeah.
When people are ugly to you, it's only because they are not. They're ugly inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need help.
My husband, he is so funny. Before we met, he was dating every other race because he lived in one area. Mm-hmm. So he would see a lot of the same type of people. Mm-hmm. So he thought black girls meant XYZ.
Like
and so,
weaves, and eyelashes, and all the fake
and
stuff.
And like the neck roll, and he calls it the furry slippers, and all of that. So when he met me and brought me home, his family was just like, oh, my gosh, you have an afro. Like, they just immediately
all
fell
natural.
In love. Right. Yeah. I think it was more because I love myself, but, you know.
Yeah, it reflected through.
Right,
but
right.
But I feel like when people love their self, they stop wearing all that.
In some ways.
Well, if you aren't willing to take off that wig and rock your natural.
I think there's an exception. Like, if you wear it and then when you take it off, you're like, oh my God. Like, look at yourself in the mirror in that way, then that's a form of like
a lot of
covering
girls I
up
know.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some people like to switch up their looks.
Right.
Wearing different wigs.
Like different clothes.
Some people cannot not have weaves.
That's
right.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're not confident without it.
That really built confidence. Like, cutting my hair and like all like the reaction from everybody, it like made me stronger.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I love it. Like, I love when people have something to say.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all just keep fueling me. Like, my cutting my hair is probably the reason we're not together, because it really showed who he was.
Yeah.
By the time I broke up with him, he was like, oh, I'm okay with it.
No, you said what you said.
Y'all remember that. People don't forget stuff.
When I went natural, my whole family was just like, you gonna comb your hair? You gonna brush your hair?
Yeah,
you gonna comb your hair? You gonna brush your hair?
And now all of them are natural now. Everybody has something to say.
We were the pioneers, baby. High five.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to summarize what we talked about today, because we talked about a lot of things, including, you know, just a lot of things. From yoga to stripping to butts to everything. So cellulite. So we like to keep it straight up because when it comes down to it, how can you be transparent with yourself? How can you get naked and be nude with yourself if you are afraid to even discuss this type of stuff? And when you are able to discuss it, then you're able to examine yourself in certain ways. You're able to move past the blockages, take off the things that you don't need, the things that don't serve you, so you can get down to the essence of who you truly are. And when you embrace that, there is no limit to what's possible. All my sisters, all my brothers out there, I love you. We love you. And we hope that you can get naked with yourself. This is Nitty Gritty Yoga on Afro Vibes Radio. I'm Alicia Dugar-Stevenson. We got Houston Tunney, Ayan, and Madam Jolie. Thank you for joining us. Peace.